In the high-stakes world of corporate America, few relationships are as complicated as the one between demanding CEO Declan Kane and his capable assistant Iris. Their professional dynamic takes an unexpected turn when Declan's carefully selected fake fiancé quits right before his engagement party. In a moment of impulse, Iris steps in as his replacement bride. The stakes couldn't be higher. Declan needs to marry and have a child within a year to secure his inheritance and CEO position, while Iris sees an opportunity for financial security. What begins as a business arrangement quickly becomes something neither of them anticipated, as their fake relationship awakens very real feelings. The charade begins immediately at their engagement party, with Declan's hands at Iris's lower back, creating an intimacy that feels surprisingly natural. When Declan's father corners Iris and offers to pay her double to end the engagement, she stands her ground, demonstrating the backbone that makes her such a formidable partner. Their arrangement becomes formalized with a comprehensive contract, with Iris proving herself a skilled negotiator by demanding shared custody of their future child and a traditional church wedding. Planning a wedding in 2 weeks while maintaining her workload pushes Iris to her breaking point. Tensions escalate when Declan wants her to move into his minimalist penthouse, a stark contrast to her cozy, plant-filled apartment. Their arrangement grows complicated when they begin sharing his master bedroom for appearances. On their wedding day, Iris walks down the aisle in her vintage champagne lace gown, heart pounding with each step toward Declan, whose stoic expression has softened into something unreadable yet intense. Their planned modest kiss transforms into something electric, his hand cupping her face, her fingers gripping his lapels. His whispered, "They bought it," afterward feels like a cold shock, though the ache in Iris's chest suggests she might have bought it too. When gossip magazines suggest their marriage is a business arrangement, Iris launches Operation Fake Dating, a campaign of public affection where pretense and genuine attraction dangerously blur the line between acting and authentic emotion. Beneath Declan's icy exterior lies a complex man, shaped by painful experiences. Iris discovers this when she finds him watching Formula One racing in casual clothes instead of his usual Tom Ford suits. This relaxed Declan, shouting at the TV and offering her a mimosa, reveals a humanity she rarely sees. His mention that his mother enjoyed mimosas on race days offers a rare personal glimpse. Their shared Formula One viewing becomes a meaningful connection. While driving Iris in his mother's vintage convertible, Declan proposes a deal. He'll share about his mother if she reveals her learning differences. Iris reluctantly discloses her painful history with dyslexia, including bullying and her father's cruelty. Declan surprises her by sharing that his mother had similar struggles and admits he kept Iris as his assistant because her differences made her exceptional at her job. When Declan arranges a surprise visit to the Chicago Botanic Garden, Iris's favorite place, his willingness to spend hours listening to her excited explanations about plants demonstrates a care she never expected from him. The physical attraction between Declan and Iris becomes impossible to ignore. At a charity gala, their dance transforms into an intimate confession, his grip possessive on her waist as her breath quickens at his touch. When Declan impulsively spends over $50 million while fixated on Iris's smile, calculation gives way to genuine desire. Later that evening, the tension erupts. Declan kisses Iris with surprising intensity, exploring her mouth like a man on a mission. Their first intimate encounter transforms their relationship. In their bedroom, he challenges her to confront her fears and surrender to vulnerability, his dominant nature emerging as he demands she vocalize her desires. This newfound intimacy brings complications. When Iris casually questions his use of protection, given their supposed goal of conception, his demeanor instantly changes. Her clinical approach suggests their encounter was merely practical, striking a raw nerve. Declan's anger reveals deeper emotions neither had anticipated. Their calculated arrangement has evolved into an emotional minefield. Their relationship faces crisis when Declan's manipulative father interferes with a crucial business deal. When Declan summons Iris on her rare day off, his father reveals her automated emails exposed Declan's location. In panic, Declan cruelly blames Iris, calling her a professional failure. Iris retorts, "You're just like him, using people until they break," comparing him to her abusive father before leaving in tears. Declan faces a choice: chase Iris or salvage the deal. He chooses the deal, immediately feeling wrong. Later, Mr. Yakura reveals he invited Declan's father, not Iris. The businessman explains he wanted to observe their family dynamics. A man who cannot manage his family relationships cannot be trusted with business relationships. When Declan returns to the hotel, he finds only Iris's resignation letter. His search leads him to his estranged brother Rowan's Brooklyn brownstone, where he finally apologizes for years of controlling behavior. After enduring his first commercial flight in a decade, white-knuckled in coach, Declan arrives in Seattle to find their house empty. At his brother Cal's apartment, Cal blocks the doorway, protective anger hardening his gentle demeanor. "You spent your whole life protecting us from our father, only to become just like him," Cal tells him. Learning Iris has taken a 2-week vacation, Declan begins sending heartfelt texts expressing his regret. His first message contains "litost," the Czech word for suddenly seeing one's own misery. Daily, he sends reasons to love him despite his mistakes. Meanwhile, Iris finds refuge at her mother's coastal cottage, receiving wisdom about forgiveness. People make mistakes. This won't be the first or last time Declan says something he doesn't mean. But if he's truly sorry, you need to learn how to forgive him. Declan wins Iris back by adopting an old English sheepdog with abandonment issues. He drives her to an old farmhouse and proposes in the rain with an emerald ring, saying, "Ya Berni," Arabic for "you bury me." His proposal blends vulnerability with certainty. "I want to be worthy of you. I'll give you anything, a dog, a family, a home. These are my terms and conditions." When Iris accepts, he reveals the house is theirs, with an empty greenhouse waiting for her plants. Seeing his nervousness, Iris promises to tell him she loves him daily until he believes it. "It could take forever," he warns. She traces his wedding band and replies, "It's a good thing all we have is time." A year later, Iris visits Declan's office with a surprise, a mini succulent labeled, "I'm a sucker for my little girl." She tearfully watches the once guarded man, now a loving husband and father-to-be. Their story demonstrates how unexpected contracts can lead to beautiful commitments, and how love requires rewriting our terms to accommodate another's heart.